From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Well, getting your French fries fix might be a little tougher today in Miami. As WLRN reporter Marva Hinton tells us, a group of fast food workers plans to walk off the job today.
These Miami workers want $15 an hour and the right to form a union without retaliation. Similar walkouts are taking place today all over the U.S. as well as internationally. These protests started 2 years ago in New York City. The workers say fast food jobs are no longer filled by teenagers looking for a little extra spending cash. Instead, you're more likely to see these restaurants hiring parents who are struggling to support their families. Earlier this year, several workers filed a lawsuit against McDonald's for wage theft. The fast food giant says it's looking into the matter. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
The Florida Department of Children and Families has saved $47 million over the last year by cracking down on public assistance fraud. DCF credits the improvement to a prevention campaign it launched a year ago. According to the Federal Trade Commission, complaints concerning fraudulent government benefits in Florida decreased 17% from 2012 to 2013. Andrew McClenahan is the director of DCF's Office of Public Benefits Integrity. He says Florida is the first and so far only state to use a customer authentication process at the front end of applying for assistance online.
That's something that we take very seriously here at DCF, and that's protect taxpayer money that goes towards food assistance and cash assistance for Florida needy families.
DCF says the identity theft tool prevents fraudulent applications and ensures that benefits go to the Floridians who need them most. In the past year, the prevention campaign saved almost $28 million from fraudulently going right out the door. And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.